guys, this is Jenny, and you're listening to 潘吉 Jenny 告诉你 brought to you by 开言英语
Hey guys, this is the still, as of yet, unmarried Adam.
还没结婚，还是个自由身啊。那今天呢，我们就要跟大家说一下，就前段时间在微博上有一个热搜，这个热搜呢就叫做晚婚不婚成流行。
Wow, okay, so...Not getting married or getting married
later in life. Yeah, geez. Yeah,
well, this is a trend that's been happening all over the world for years and years and years.
没错。那今天我们就来讨论一下跟它相关的英语说法。那也欢迎大家关注我们的微信公众号“开言英语”。在那里呢，你可以找到我们所有音频节目的配套文字版本。OK, 那我们首先来说一下前面讲到这个晚婚不婚就上了热搜，就是比如微博或者 Twitter 上面的一个热搜。你可以说它是一个什么 hotly searched topic?
Yeah, most searched.
Most searched.
I mean, again, like I said before, trending is usually something that we use a lot for online stuff.
Right, social media, 我觉得热搜可能英语最对应的就是很 trending.、
Mm.
Trend 就是一种流行的东西，对吗? Everyone's talking about it.
Right, exactly.
所以一个 topic, 当它非常流行的时候, you can call it a trending topic.
A trending topic.
好,那现在这个 trending topic 就是晚婚不婚啊。那为什么它会成为一个 trending topic 呢？就是因为我们中国国家统计局还有民政部呢就发布了一些 statistics、
mm.
一些数据、
okay.
如果大家觉得 statistics 这个词很难念呢、
mm.
它有一个短的版本
stats、
mm. yeah there are some stats marriage stats
right
就是说全国的结婚率连年的下跌然后呢2018年这个结婚率只有什么7.2% So out of every 1,000 couples only 7.2 got married
Oh like 0.2 like one of their legs got married
You're not a statistician 然后就全中国上海的结婚率是最低的
4.4
而且是千分之不是百分之
Oh wow
千分之四点四
So 0 point Oh I'm not good at math
这千分之几因为百分之几是比如百分之四就是 4% 然后要表示千分之的概念呢 I guess you just say 0.4
yeah that's
percent right 好那总之呢我们在讨论来讨论去都是在讨论结婚率这件事情 And in English that's called
The marriage rate、mm-hmm.
Rate 就是一个比例
Right
的率、yeah. 那这里要注意的是呢它前面的搭配是 marriage、
mm-hmm.
而不是 marry or、mm-hmm. marrying rate、
mm-hmm. That's right, yeah I don't know why I'm only thinking about the exchange rate right now
汇率外汇汇率 Yeah 但结婚率呢是 marriage rate
Marriage rate, that's right、
那现在 marriage rate is very low 很低那出生率呢生 baby 的那个叫
Birth rate. Mm-hmm. Sorry, yeah, exchange rate is the only thing in my mind.
Okay, the reason that the marriage rate is so low, 就是因为大家要么晚婚，要么不婚了。
Okay, so some people are getting married later in life, and other people are just not getting married at all.
Okay, 晚婚，你前面说的是 to get married later in life?
Yeah, we usually say later.
就你不能直接说 to get married late.
That is a bit more like judgy. Sounds a bit more of a judgment, right? You're late to get married. Like you're late for work.
Okay, you're late to the party.
Right, exactly. But if you already said, I'm coming later, or I'll,、you know, I'll be in a bit later today, then it's a choice. It's not something bad.
Oh, so later 听起来比 late 要好。
Mm-hmm.
更婉转一点，更 respectful， 我觉得，因为这是大家的选择嘛。
Yeah, again, it just sounds like you got married late. You're late.
It's your fault.
It's your fault.
Of,
why,、
right?
why were you so late?
是不是也可以说就是、people are putting off marriage?
Yeah, we hear this a lot with the millennials, right? Millennials are putting off this and putting off that, you know, putting off buying a home, putting off getting married, putting off...Everything.
To put something off 意思就是你晚一点推迟一点、那可以说 to delay 吗 They're delaying marriage?
You can It's just not something that we're going to say to each other Like at the bar Like hey Are you still delaying marriage?
对就不是那么口语
Right、
那所以你跟朋友如果就说、我不想那么早结婚 How
yeah,
can you say that?、
I, I might put it off for a while. Or you know, if I do have a partner or girlfriend, fiance, I might say, we're not in any hurry. We're going to put it off until, you know, we buy a house or pay down the student loans or something.
不是，但是你要先 buy a house 再结婚了。
That's,
你跟 order 错了。
It's a little bit different over here.
因为你不是中国人。OK, 好。那 to put off marriage or people getting married later in life.那另外一个呢 Adam 说 there are some people they're just not getting married at all.
That's right. And good for them.
对就不婚
good,
是吧
good for them. Do what you want.
你前面加的那个 at all, not getting married at all.
Right.
它和 not getting married 对比有什么区别
It just makes it more intense. There's more emphasis there.
啊、对 emphasis 就强调啊。那当你不做一件事的时候是否也可以用 to forego 这个词 they're foregoing marriage.
Yeah, that sounds like something from Shakespeare.
哦、oh, 就很高级。
yeah, you forego things, but again, that's not the word that I'm going to use in the bar. What are you foregoing today?
you should hang out with more sophisticated people.
That's, that might not be a bad idea.
to forego marriage. Or, 其实你也可以说 people are choosing to...stay unmarried.
Stay unmarried, right? Yeah. So, like, again, I'm thinking about the, like, the kind of elderly couple who has a child who has decided not to get married.
Yeah.
What are they going to say to their friends? You know, like, oh, they're going to stay unmarried.
Oh, stay unmarried.
Yeah.
这个和 to stay single 还是有区别的。
Well, so that's the thing. A lot of people, it's not that they're not,together, living as couples. They're just living with a partner, but just not marrying.
就没有那张纸啊。
Yeah.
A piece of...
Yeah, a piece of paper, yeah.
对那张纸结婚证英语叫做...
A marriage certificate?
啊、对结婚证。
License?
Certificate.
Oh, okay. I'm not married. I wouldn't know.
好。那对因为 staying single, 就单身可能你没有一个 partner, right? Whereas staying unmarried could mean you have a partner,
right.
but you're just choosing not to get married.
Yeah, well, we do have another word that we use a lot, which is called common law.
Oh, common law relationships.
Yeah, you can say, this is my common law partner, my common law spouse. We are in a common law relationship.
它的意思就是
It's just, it means that you have similar rights and responsibilities as if you were married.
但你们不是合法夫妻。
Right.
You're not...
legally married.
对 but you're common law
Yeah, so,
partners.
Like, so for example, if the guy leaves, the girl has some claim to his property.
你说是遗嘱吗 Will? 哦或者就分手
I don't mean, yeah, yeah, I don't mean he like leaves the earth. I mean if he like, you know, has a midlife crisis.
不在人世不是那个就是哦所以在西方有些国家我不知道中国的情况就是即使没有结过婚这种 common law relationships 也是受保护的。
Yeah.Yeah, I mean, and if the person sadly does leave the planet, it's the same thing, right? The partner has claims.
Okay.好那现在我们来看看不婚和晚婚的另外一面就是可能家里人很着急了就会催婚了、逼婚了。
Oh, yeah, relax, guys.
Yeah.
No need to pressure your kids to get married so much.
Oh, so pressure.
Pressure is probably the best word we could use because there's another word here that's kind of more like 逼婚, which is force.
对 ，force 就是这种强行
，yeah,
yeah, to force them get married.
And we do have a phrase forced marriage.
那就不幸福啊，就是强扭的瓜不甜、啊。
Well, it might, you never know. It might turn out okay in the end. But the idea is that you know, like these 12-year-old kids.
Oh, 就以前
must get married.
封建那个时代包办婚姻 arranged marriages, right?
They are related. I'd say they're like brother and sister. Because, right. again, an arranged marriage, yes, it's forced. But you know what I mean? Like that was, as
it's
you mentioned.
It's not free love. 就不是自由恋爱It's free love.
It's like you said, I mean, it's before. It's from feudal times. But,
yeah.
you know, if you go to a big city in Canada, they're still doing it, you know. They are forcing their kids to get married.
哦、你说加拿大的父母也会 forcing their kids to get married.
Yeah.、
但我觉得还有一个词 maybe your parents, they're not exactly forcing you, but they're kind of urging you to、
the、
get
urging,
married.
Or again, pressuring, right? You know, when are you going to get married? When are you going to get married?
好，那既然 getting married 啊，结婚，那我们最后来说说就结婚在英语里不同的一些说法吧，因为也有很多。
That's right, that's right. So I think a few times we've already said get married.
对 ，to get married.
To get married.、When are you going? When are you gonna get married?
你妈妈是这样的吗？你 aunts?
My aunts, yeah. When are you gonna get married?
那还有一个用 get 的是更口语的说法。
Right? Get hitched.
To get hitched.
Yeah. So that's, yeah, my mom or my aunts is not gonna, they're not going to say, when are you gonna get hitched? But like my friends might.
Ah, so it's younger?
It's not so much that it's younger, it's just more...It's just more casual.
Okay, 好，那另外有一个说法呢，就是叫 tie the knot.
Well, this one's kind of like hitched, right? Because hitch means to tie something
together,
but like a wagon.
对。
So, but when you're tying a knot, you're just like on your shoes tying a knot.
或者中国节啊，同心节。
Oh yeah.
因为结婚就是两个人连接起来了吧？ You get connected, you get attached.
You get attached, yeah,
yeah
that's right.
You're tying the knot.
Yeah, you're getting hitched. And then, if you're a guy and you get hitched, then you have an old ball and chain.
这个我们之前说过是吧？你太太。但 anyways, 可能就是 you know, you want to settle down, 叫想安定下来的一个标志。
That's the best one. I mean, that phrase doesn't necessarily mean get married,、but it, 9 times out of 10, it means get married.
对，就是 oh, I want to settle down.
Grow up. I mean, you grow up, stop playing.
No more Tinder.
No more Tinder.
不要上 app 乱看了，乱 swipe. 对好，那今天节目其实整个说的是，现在大家晚婚或者不婚，可能就是对不同 lifestyle 的一种尊重吧 ，right? Diversity is more respect for the individual choice.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. You know, you want to get married, you don't want to get married. Maybe you want to get married but not have any kids.、That's okay too. We have a word for that.
Oh, dink.
Dink, yeah.
不是 dank, dink.
It's not dink. It could be dank if that's what you're into, but.
丁克就是 it's an acronym, right?
Double income, no kids.
Oh, that sounds so fun.
Yeah, there's a little bit of extra money to play with.
所以你可以说 we're dinks.
We're dinks.
我跟我老公 I don't know. I'm not a dink.
You're not
you know,
a dink.
I have two children.
Oh, Jenny's such a dink. Yeah, no, I mean, dink means a lot of things, so kind of be careful with the word, but you could always say like a dink couple.
Okay, got it, got it. 好，那最后来问一下 Adam, 就是不结婚啊，就 staying single. 这个也有很多不同的说法，是吗？
Yeah, sure.
Someone is single, they're staying single.
Right, unattached.
Unattached.
Right, same idea of that wagon or knot or whatever chain.
没有伴是自由身是吧？ Unattached.
Unattached.
我可以说 oh, they're still available.
Available. So again, this makes me think of the old aunt that's trying to get her, you know, daughter or someone married off. My daughter's still available.
Available 就比如你要 make an appointment, 订饭店啊什么。
Do you have any tables available?
Available. Being a person, 一个人你也可以 available.
Do you have any daughters that are available?
好，那今天我们的节目就到这。Such a fun topic.
Yeah.
每次讲到这些情感啊、婚恋啊，里面还有很多文化差异的主题啊，大家都非常的喜欢。所以，对于今天的节目有任何的问题和感想，都欢迎大家到今天节目底下的留言来告诉我们。那在我们潘吉杰尼双语脱口秀陪伴之余呢，如果你要想让自己的英语得到更大的进步。欢迎大家来了解一下我们开言的会员课程，因为它是非常有体系的一个课程库。我们有不同级别的课程，会通过不同的生活场景，非常实用的这些场景来教你最实用地道的英语口语。大家可以下载开言英语的 app， 或者到我们公众号点击菜单免费试用了解。OK, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. 再见。
When are you gonna get married?